Hi, I'm Paul Trevor. I'm one of the photographers of the Exit Photography Group who undertook this project that ended up being called Survival Programs in Britain's Inner Cities. Back in, well, we started in the mid 70s and the book finally was published in 1982. So we were young, newbie photographers, untried, and we were desperate to do a good job on our very first job. And I remember Gilding the Ghetto as a community development project, one of those reports that I read. We had amassed a huge amount of reports, documents. There was a community development project and so on, urban studies. Obviously, we didn't know at the beginning what it would entail. We were budgeting to do a 6 month project, and unfortunately we got the timing wrong and it took 6 years to complete. In 1973 I abandoned my job as an article clerk in a chartered accountant's office and decided I want to be an adventurous photographer, but I had no idea how to go about it. And I had no role models either. I eventually found a course in Paddington, a 1 day a week course for people who were already employed and wanted to improve their knowledge on photography. I managed to get myself onto this course. And on this course of beginners, I met Nicholas, who was from Australia, and Alex, who was an Israeli. And Diane, who was the technician. This is at Paddington Technical College. And I invited them all to my flat in Kilburn at the time to see if we could, or if there was any interest in working as a group. And that following weekend, they came around with their friends. There was a big group of us, and nothing really very serious happened. And as people were leaving, someone said, "Well, what should we photograph?" And Nick, it was, who said, "Well, there's loads of exit signs all over the place. Why don't we just photograph the exit signs that we see in London and take it from there?" So that's how the name Exit got stuck to the group. Before we could meet again with our photographs of exit signs, I'd heard about a place called Wapping in East London, which was by the docks, and it was a very atmospheric kind of place. And I suggested to the others, why don't we go down there and make photographs there instead of the exit signs? And for the following 3 or 4 weekends, we went together down there. And the result of that was, to our absolute amazement, an exhibition of photographs that summer. And later, a little book called Down Wapping. And that experience basically changed our lives.